Hello everyone, welcome to another episode. Today I'll be talking about cause. So what is cause? Cause is a mechanism which is used in our browsers to communicate
from one website to a website or an API or something else in another origin. Technically all the browsers,
let it be Firefox, let it be Chrome, let it be Internet Explorer, all follow the same origin policy. That is basically, if you want the client, if the client side want to communicate with the server side, or if it wants to interact with any API side, it needs to be in the same origin itself. Otherwise the issue is it should be having cause. So what is cause? Cause, the full form is basically cross origin resource sharing. So it is a mechanism implemented by W3C for like sharing from one extension to another. And with this mechanism, what it says is like, browser, you can communicate with other services if you want. So if you want to do such and such a communication, then you need to pass the header access control allow headers, and based on that you can communicate to whichever branch or whichever website or whichever API endpoint you want. And you know, as developers, calls is a headache for us, because I think the first time I got a cause issue was when I was trying to connect from a Django application to a React application. That was when first time cause happened. So this is I think almost every developer have faced like a cause issue in their lifetime. So usually cause has generally two acceptable values only. One is star, which is used to allow access to all other origins from the sign. So that is cause with star mechanism. Another mechanism is setting the origin with a particular whitelisted domain. So you can either pass the whitelisted domain with that particular URL, and with that you can actually communicate it. So when you are using cause, as you said, there are just two mechanisms. One is star and other is passing the corresponding response URL or the domain name of the place which you want to communicate with, domain name of the origin which you want to communicate with. So when you think about cause, one of the major issues is security. Security concerns are a big issue in cause. So let me talk a bit about some of the security concerns in cause. So one of the major concerns is origin reflection. So what origin reflection basically means is, if an attacker intentionally changes like the origin which is passed by the request header, like he can actually pass a whitelisted URL which is already accepted by the core, even though that request may not be coming from that. So that is a way such that courses like can be exploited very easily. So this is why course is generally not very much preferred, and like it is not always considered as a very important security concern or something, because like even without course also there is no issue, guys. Passing a star is almost good as like the explicitly coding rules in backend. So the second concern is like passing with null values can like cause issues. Third issue is like there are lot of cores you can only set for domain names, but you can never set it for subdomains. Like so if you have a website like xyz.kuriyanbanal.com, you can only set cause for kuriyanbanal.com, but you can never set it for like that specific URL. So if the domain name is like compromised, every associated subdomains will also be compromised. And other issues can be like, you know, this is something very specific to the implementation details which you are doing. Like, for example, if you are like using multiple cores, you know, multiple values for cores, such that you like have, you are maintaining a list of whitelisted URLs for like passing the cores. Let's say like five domains are there, and from the request header, like you can. From the request header, you can like deny, you know. So this is something very specific to implementation, as I said. Like if the from a particular request header, and the nengale rendu a list of URLs undu, a list of URLs inde adu nengale edutha nengale cheyumba endha varane adu pass aayilengil it like shows all the whitelisted URLs as well. Adu nengale implement cheyumba ulla create cheyana or security concern aanu. Anneram cores nu ottiri security vulnerabilities koodi undu, so adakka nokkanam. So that's all. I am winding up my video, and you know, I want to thank all of the people for like ensuring that more than 500 people have listened to my stream so far. So thank you everyone. Have a good day.